Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon mula Gold Coast ang ating emergency physician na si Dr. Siegfried Perez. Magandang araw, Doc!
Magandang hapon sa inyong lahat. It's nice to be back and to be answering some questions.
Maraming salamat sa panahon nyo. Alam namin busy kayo at sa panahon ng day off nyo, pinaunlakan nyo kami.
Walang problem.
Bilang isang emergency doctor, siguro simulan natin sa blood pressure. Yung mga Pinoy, di ba, pagdating ng sabi mong pagpalo ng late 30s, early 40s, nasasali na sa diskusyon yung maintenance medicine, yung blood pressure. May altapresyon ka ba? May hypertension ka ba?
So, paano ako, na... ano? Ako wala.
Ibig sabihin, palagi kayo nag-exercise at kumakain kayo ng tama. Ganun ba yon?
Exercise, yes. Yung pagkain ng tama ay...
In moderation.
Doon ako na problema. I love eating too much.
So sabi naman nila, in moderation. Palagi kang gumagalaw-galaw. Ano po yung sinasabi nila na healthy blood pressure?
So healthy blood pressure simply means it's a range. Yung range ng blood pressure na would... people would say, or at least a medical profession would deem is a healthy blood pressure. So, yun yung anywhere between 90 over 60 to about 139 over 80 or 140 over 90. It's a range of values that get your blood pressure in a normal range. Yung above that would be low blood pressure, so below 90, sorry, above that would be 140 and above, going up to the 200 tension, and then below that would be low blood pressure.
Ano pong edad dapat minomonitor ang ating BP?
Yeah, so yung blood pressure should be checked from around the 20s, because you'll get some patients who have blood pressure problems mula pa ng 20s nila, pero that depends on their background. And that background could be from, you have kidney problems or other issues that may rise to premature hypertension in some cases. Pero usually in your 20s and 30s, you check na ng mga doktor niya yung mga blood pressure niya.
So depende rin siguro sa family history, hindi po ba?
Yes, that's right. So, and your own background history.
Totoo po ba yun na genetic yung hypertension?
In some ways, nasa family history din yung if you have parents or first degree relatives, that means your brothers or sisters na maagang nag-high blood pressure, then that's partly part of what can cause your blood pressure to be high. Pero ano naman yan often there are multiple factors dun sa pagtaas sa blood pressure mo. It could be your weight, it could be the presence of other diseases that you have that increase your blood pressure. So, ang hypertension itself is actually both a symptom of other diseases as well as a disease process by itself.
So, paano po natin maiiwasan ito?
So, ang blood pressure talaga is controlled by making sure you control the aspects na contribute to it, like yung, as I said, yung body weight mo, the heavier you are, the higher the likelihood na mataas ang blood pressure. Yung mga kinakain mo din ng mga pagkain, pag mataas din sa asin, it increases your chances of retaining water in your blood, in your body, and then it also increases your blood pressure. The other things would be smoking as well. Smoking does a lot of damage to your blood vessels, makes it harder. Isipin mo ang blood vessels kasi actually has flexibility to expand and contract that to maintain a blood pressure for your body. Ang nangyayari pag nagsismoke ka and mahilig ka din kumain ng mga matataas sa cholesterol and high sodium diet, it becomes a bit stiffer. So instead of expanding, it actually just remains a bit rigid. And if you have a rigid tube or blood vessels, the mataas yung blood pressure mo.
Yun ba yung tinatawag nila ng mga minimension yung pagkain, yung mga putok-batok?
Yes, yun yung ala, yung mga, isa sa mga colloquial terms for that, yung pagkakain mo ng something, masakit na yung batok mo. It doesn't necessarily mean yun yung itself. It's actually the repeated times that you do that to yourself. So, hindi lang naman yun yung one time, big time na kinain mo na lechon nung birthday mo, nung Pasko. It's really the long diet that you've been having, and a lot of us, myself included, have poor diets in relation to making sure we eat all the right things.
Ngayon po sa ER, madalas rin yung nakikita yung mga madalas din pumupunta sa ER yung mga taong sabi natin na inaatake or nagkakaroon ng stroke.
Yes.
So, paano natin malalaman kung tayo ay sa pangkaraniwang araw, paano natin malalaman na baka nasustroke na ako or baka inaatake na ako?
Sa mga tao nakikinig, the number one aspect na para or pinaka-common symptom of strokes would be yung posibleng yung mukha mo biglang nagiging asymmetrical or what you say, yung nagdo-droop yung face mo. Pag tumingin ka sa salamin, bigla mo nakita yung isang part ng mukha mo naka-ngiwi. Yun yung Tagalog term, ngiwi siya. Hindi siya kapareho ng kabilang side. The other part would be nanghihina yung isang parte ng katawan, specifically more on the arms. Sometimes pag talaga malaki yung stroke, arms and legs at the same time. And then you have the yung pagiging bulul or slurring of speech. Bigla kang, oh, di ako makasalita. Kaya try kang makipag-usap sa kaibigan o kamag-anak mo, biglang hindi ka makapagsalita ng tama. And they usually would be the ones to actually notice na hindi ka nagsasalita ng tama. Mm-hmm. And finally, ang iba pang ano is minsan yung imbalance, bigla ka nalang nanghihina and pag nag-try ka maglakad, nahuhulog ka na pala to one side. All of these symptoms though, sometimes may not be present in one patient. Mm-hmm. Pwedeng minsan yung ngiwi lang yung nakita sa'yo or yung weakness lang in the arms or yung imbalance mo lang sa paglalakad. So it's sometimes hard for the patient themselves to know. It's really pag may naramdaman kang ganun, oh, baka nga may stroke. You have to have someone else look at you. Because ang problema sa stroke, once you have a symptom of it, you should seek medical help because we can do things emergency department that might be able to save the part of the brain that is being affected by the stroke. So yun ang problema sa stroke, it's your brain being affected, not the actual arm, your face, it's your brain. And if you get to help in time, to medical help, it increases your chances of getting back to normal.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.